The following is an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. Welcome to the High School Football Roundup Podcast, an inside listen on high school football in Southwest Georgia, only on the Southwest Georgia Network. Back with another episode of the High School Football Roundup Podcast here on the Southwest Georgia Network. I'm Walter Johnson, post-Thanksgiving edition for the week of Monday, November 29th of 2021. And just down to a handful of teams that are still in the hunt for a state championship. I mean, that happened after a rough week for so many of our teams here. It's just down to like only four teams in the GHSA. In reality, it's five. If you consider that the two of the teams that are playing in the semifinals later this week on Friday, December 3rd of 2021. The two of those teams are separated by more than 30 miles. So, and obviously lots to unpack. So, go ahead and quickly get into it. And a good place to start would be in the Class AA, GHSA Class AA, and the not so thriller in Thomasville, Georgia, as the Thomasville Bulldogs played host to the Raven County Wildcats from way up in the mountains in Clayton, Georgia, and it was a tight game. It was a tight game for most of that contest, but in the end, it was the Bulldogs pulling away in the second half for a 49-24 victory over Raven County. Number one taking on number two at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Thomasville, and Raven County came in ranked number one in Class AA. And while Thomasville was ranked number two in Class 2A, Thomasville Bulldogs are looking to win their first state championship since 1988. And the Bulldogs took home what was then the Class AAA title, and back then, in 1988, there were only four classifications within the Georgia High School Association, with 4A or Quad A being the highest, and then AAA not too far behind, and Thomasville won the AAA state championship. And back then, I mean, there was no such thing as back then it was just region playoffs, and then two rounds of region playoffs, semifinals and finals, and then all the region champions, all eight of them at the time, advanced to the state playoffs, and Thomasville wound up winning it all back in 88. And one thing about Thomasville's win over Raven County, and then the high school career of Gunnar Stockton, the quarterback, who set the state record for career touchdown passes, and fell almost 250 yards short of Trevor Lawrence's career record for passing yards. And even though they're far away from our coverage area, the amazing thing is that Raven County was 46-7 overall in Stockton's 4 years as a starter, including 11-2 this season. And as for Thomasville, the Bulldogs will move on to the semifinals in Class AA. And Bulldogs will be facing Callaway for the championship. And more on that and a little bit later in this episode. And in the other Class AA semifinal contest, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes and knocked off Putnam County 21-7. Up in Eatonton, Georgia. And Fitzgerald with the win goes to 11-2 on the season, right behind Thomasville's 12-1 overall record. And in Putnam County, you know, entered the game as one of the last undefeated teams in the state. And Fitzgerald ended that run for Putnam County at 12-1 overall. And so it'll be Fitzgerald facing off against Swainsboro in Swainsboro, Georgia, in the eastern part of the state. And Swainsboro advanced with a 12-9 win in overtime over Northeast Macon. And yeah, obviously, unlike the Thomasville-Rabun County game, the game between Northeast and Swainsboro, it was kind of a low-scoring game, and Swainsboro needed a field goal in overtime to get the victory. So, I mean, big win for Swainsboro, and Swainsboro with the win. And Swainsboro with the win moves to 11-2 on the season. And then, so if you look through the Georgia High School Football Historians Association website, and there are just fewer and fewer teams, that are still undefeated going into that semifinal round. And there are so few that you can count the number on one hand, seeing Collins Hill now 13-0 out of Gwinnett County in the Metro Atlanta area, Sewanee, Georgia now 13-0 after crushing Lowndes, and then Metter facing off is 13-0 in Singleton Public, and Trinity Christian out of Sharpsburg in Coweta County, southwest of Atlanta, is 12-0. I mean, only. And just look through all those classifications. I mean, they're just becoming fewer and just becoming fewer and fewer undefeated teams. And, heading into that semifinal round. And moving on to Class Single A Public. And the two remaining teams in Region 2 advanced to the semifinals with hard-fought wins. And it was the number one seed in Region 2, as well as the two-time defending back-to-back Class Single A Public State Champions from Irwin County, overcoming a slow start against Irwin County, getting the win over Macon County, 28-15. So Irwin County goes to 11-2 on the season. And Brooks County also advanced after outlasting Warren County, 51-30. So, despite the fact that both teams have combined for 4 losses overall, you got Irwin County still ranked number 1 in Class Single A Public, and Brooks County not too far behind at number 2 in Class Single A Public. And so Irwin County will be at home against Wilcox County. And in Wilcox County, ranked 8th in Class Single A Public, and Wilcox County, the number 1 seed in Region 4 Single A Public champions, advanced with a 20-14 win over Manchester in the quarterfinal round this past Friday, November 26th, and not so Black Friday for Wilcox County. Wilcox County Patriots located in Rochelle, Georgia. And then, and this week, Wilcox County will make the Wilcox County Patriots will make the 30-plus mile trip down to Wasilla, Georgia to face Irwin County for the right to play in the state championship game in single-A public next week. And as for the Brooks County Trojans, from Quitman, Georgia, right between Thomasville and Valdosta, and they advanced to the semifinals as well by outlasting Warren County 51-30, and Metter moved on to the semifinals and also moved to 13 overall and remained undefeated with a 60-21 win over the Turner County Titans. And Region 2 Single A Public has been well represented, and Turner County pulled off upset wins on the road over Dublin, as well as Bowden, who had just one loss going into that game before running into a much more superior Metter squad. And Turner County, with the loss to Metter, ends its season at 6-7 overall, and as well as gaining the number 3 seed in Region 2 Single A Public. And obviously, while the end was disappointing, and while the final overall record was not as good as the fans would have liked, I think this Turner County team has nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, there are a lot of teams. I mean, they're fortunate to even make the playoffs, much less make that deep playoff run. And also, while I'm at it here, and then it's only fitting that the teams that remain in the state playoffs, or at least so four of them, I mean, two of them represent Region 1AA. The other two represent Region 2 Single A Public. And in recent years, I mean, or over the years, I mean, Region 1AA has had a history of its teams making deep playoff runs. And I think, obviously this year has been no different, with Thomasville and Fitzgerald both making it to the semifinals, and then yeah, Brooks County as a member of Class AA reaching the championship game, losing to Dublin, and then even after dropping down to Class Single A, the Trojans did it again, this time losing to fellow region foe Irwin County. And Region 2 has been particularly strong at the Class Single A Public. I mean, previous teams making the quarterfinals, and then got Brooks and Irwin making it to the semifinals, and they're both teams will look to play for the state title for the second year in a row. And Brooks County looking to win its first state title since 1994. And Irwin County, of course, make history itself with this third straight state championship. So it'll be interesting to see how things go going forward, and see Thomas. Let's go back to Class AA in Thomasville. We'll head the Callaway to face the defending Class AA champion Cavaliers up in so the Bulldogs will be at home in this time in Thomasville, 12-1 overall, with their only loss coming to Oconee County. And this season, the Bulldogs have reeled off 8 straight wins since the loss to Oconee County on September 17th. So, and really, their only really close win during that span was a 15-8 victory over Fitzgerald, the game that decided the Region 1AA championship. And this Thomasville team has continued to, you know, I think amaze people. And they'll face a Callaway team, and that's very, very dangerous. At 10-2 overall, and the Cavaliers lost back-to-back games. First to Class 4A Thomas County Central, 24-8 on September 24th, and then a couple weeks later on October 8th, the Cavaliers fell to eventual Region 5AA champion Harrison County, 42-14, and Callaway hasn't lost a game since. And one of those wins was an upset over a previously undefeated team in Buckley County, and that was after Buckley County had to rally from a 16-0 deficit to beat Early County 20-16 in the first round. And Callaway advanced to the semifinals by knocking off South Atlanta in Atlanta, 39-22. So, obviously this Thomasville team will face a tremendous challenge in Callaway. And so obviously if Thomasville is to get back to the championship game, we're going to have to get this past this Callaway team. Seeing Callaway and upset Fitzgerald 22-17. That was the final score in that contest. And Callaway denied Fitzgerald its first state title since 1948. And the Bulldogs were 8-5 overall in 2020. And Thomasville lost to Callaway in that semifinal game on December 11th of last year in 2020. And obviously this Thomasville team and Thomasville finished 8-5 last in 2020, reaching the semifinals. And obviously this year's Bulldog team is much improved from last year. So it'll be interesting to see if the Bulldogs can solve the Cavaliers this year. And the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes heading to Swainsboro later this week on Friday, December 3rd. And Fitzgerald coming in at 11-2 overall and finishing the regular season at 8-2 and finishing Region 1AA play at 4-1. And aside from the loss to Thomasville, Fitzgerald's only ever setback in 2021 came at the hands of defending Class AAA champion, defending Class AAA state champion Pierce County over in Blackshear, Georgia. And Pierce County pitched a shutout 17-0 on September 24th. So, and since the loss to Thomasville on October 22nd, Fitzgerald has won 4 straight games. And that streak started with a 46-26 win over the Cook Hornets down in Adel on to close out the regular season on October 29th, and then once the playoffs began on November 12th, Fitzgerald has won the hard way. I mean, outlasting Dodge County at home 15-6, and then winning back-to-back road games, getting by Fannin County 28-14, and Putnam County 21-7. And the Purple Hurricanes will face yet another challenge in the Swainsboro Tigers over in East Georgia. And as mentioned earlier, Swainsboro needed overtime to knock off Northeast Macon eliminating the Raiders in the playoffs with a 12-9 victory. And it'll be interesting to see how that this Fitzgerald team fares against Waynesboro. So, and Fitzgerald will be looking to win its first state title since way back in 1948. 1948, that's a long, long, long time to win a state championship, or a long, long time since Fitzgerald has won a state title. I mean, talk about a team on a mission. It's the same thing with Thomasville, looking for their first state title since 1988. And so, and how Swainsboro got to the championship, and the Tigers crushed Laney of Augusta 48-6 in the first round, then won easily over Columbia 41-14, and then getting that win in overtime over Northeast 12-9. Should be another good matchup here, there, Fitzgerald and Swainsboro. So, and we're not done here in single A public. Taking a look at how Irwin County got to the semifinal round. And Irwin County, after finishing undefeated in Region 2 single A public at 6-2. 8-2 in the regular season and 11-2 overall. This is how they got there. And Irwin County beat Johnson County 35-7. Lincoln County 51-27. And then Macon County in the quarterfinals last week, 28-15. And Brooks County, how they got to their quarterfinal matchup against Metter. And so they won. Saying they've won most many of their games by double digits. So here we go. And how Brooks County got to their semifinal round against Metter. Winning over Montgomery County 49-13, and then rolled past Washington Wilkes 61-28, and then got the victory over Warren County 51-30. And seeing how Irwin County, and then how Wilcox County earned their trip down to Osceola to face Irwin. And Wilcox County coming in at 10-3 overall. Finished Region 4 single A public play at 7-1. Wilcox defeated Charlton County out of Region 2, 36-26. And then edged Tryon for Northwest Georgia in overtime, 23-22. And then won another close game over Manchester, 20-14. And How about Metter? You know, and Metter. Let's see if and Metter is 13-0 on the season. Metter, M-E-T-T-E-R. And how did Metter get there? So 42-14 over Seminole County, number 4 seed in Region 1. 33-6 over Schley County, and 60-21 over the Turner County Titans. So the winners of those two games will play for the single A public title. So both Brooks County and Irwin County trying to earn that rematch against the match in the last year's state title game. Again, in order to do so, you have to get through two tough opponents. And for, well, Irwin County, it's Wilcox County at home, and then Rhodes County is another long road trip to Metter. And same thing for Fitzgerald and Thomasville in Class AA, and the Purple Hurricanes going to Swainsboro, while Thomasville taking on Callaway at Veterans Stadium, Memorial Stadium in Thomasville. So, and that's a look at the teams that are moving on in the GHSA state playoffs. But what about the, and just quickly, I'm going to go through the teams whose seasons have come to an end already. And starting Class 7A, the Lowndes Vikings fell to the Collins Hill, number one team in all of Class 7A. 49-7 was the final score at Martin Stadium in Valdosta. And Collins Hill jumped out to the quick lead, never really looked back. And with a loss, 49-7, Collins Hill over Lowndes. And with a loss, Lowndes finished its second season under head coach Jamie DeBose at 10-3 overall. And also ended the career of quarterback Ja'Kari Brown, who's off to the University of Miami down in South Florida. And also Class 6A, the Lee County Trojans saw their season end in the quarterfinal round for the second time in the last 3 years, as the Buford Wolves, the defending Class 6A state champions, crushed the Trojans from Leesburg at Trojan Field 27-0, and that was a rematch of last year's state title game in 6A, in which Buford won in overtime. This year, however, it wasn't even close, and it was all Buford from the opening kickoffs to the final horn. And as a whole, it was a bad weekend for Region 1-6A, as north side of Warner Robins fell to Hughes 48-7. So Lee County ends its 2021 season at 11-2 overall, and north side of Warner Robins finishing at 9-4. And it was also a rough ending for Region 1-4A, as the Bainbridge Bearcats lost a heartbreaker at home to North Oconee 29-24. And way up U.S. Highway 27 in Columbus, Georgia, the number 3 seeded Darty Trojans fought hard against the number 3 team in Class 4A and the Carver Tigers. By the end, it was Carver of Columbus edging Darty of Albany 16-14, and Darty finishes the 2021 season at 10-3 overall. And Darty is another one of those teams that have nothing to be ashamed of, despite their season ending in heartbreak, especially considering at the end of considering that last year, I mean, Darty didn't even start their season until October 2nd due to the pandemic, due to COVID-19, and then proceeded to go 0-5 overall, with one of their games canceled due to COVID protocols. And then the Darty team has accomplished a lot under the circumstances, going winless 0-5 2021 to a 10-win season, and made that 0-5 in 2020 to 10 wins in 2021. So just an amazing season, but unfortunately it all came to an end. And also you had the Crisp County Cougars seeing their season come to an end, falling to a familiar foe in Cedar Grove out of Atlanta. Final score 28-6, Crisp County losing. in the loss. Not only snapped the 9-game winning streak after an 0-3 start, it also ended the Cougars' season at 9-4 overall. And this Cougars team also and accomplished a lot. And given adversity, and during the off, and then after losing in the semifinal round last year into Pierce County, the eventual state Triple-A champions, and Brad Harbor, and suddenly resigned as the Cougars' head coach, and then Gail Patrick ironically came in from Cedar Grove to replace Harbor, and then the Cougars got off to that rough start at 0-3, and then reeled off 9 straight wins, including their 4th region championship in the last 5 years, won 3 straight, made that 3 straight region 1 AAA titles. In 2017, 18, and 19, and then finished second in Region 2 in 2020, and then won the Region 2 AAA title this season. So another team that's did well, that wasn't expected to do well. And Crisp County finished 9-4 after losing 28-6 to Cedar Grove out of Atlanta, and Peach County, the second place team in Region 2, fell to the defending AAA state champion Pierce County Bears, 35-30. Tight game from start to finish. But in the end, it was Pierce County picking up the win. Lastly, I'm going to take a look at the GISA playoff action. And the Diphtheria Panthers saw their quest for a state title end in the semifinal round, losing to John Millage 49-13. And Eric Soliday and the Panthers' season has come to an end there. And in Class AA, however, the Terrell Academy Eagles from Dawson rolled past Edmund Burke Academy 41-20, and Terrell Academy will face Brentwood out of Sandersville, Georgia, and Brentwood rolled to an easy 49-8 win over Gatewood, so Brentwood will face Terrell Academy for the GISA Class AA state title up in Macon on the campus of Mercer University, 5-star stadium, and also in Class Single A, Georgia Christian in Lowndes County was shut out by Piedmont Academy 55-0. And in the 8-man playoffs, and both teams nicknamed the Wildcats saw their seasons come to an end. Crisp Academy lost to Windsor Academy of Macon 50-8 around November 12th, and Westwood, the number 2 seed, fell to Westminster Schools of Augusta 38-21. And on that note, that's going to end this installment of the High School Football Roundup podcast for the week of Monday, November 29th, 2021, this post-Thanksgiving edition. And a reminder to listen to this podcast at anchor.fm and Spotify. And go to anchor.fm/SWJ Network. That's anchor.fm/SWJ Network. And past episodes are available as well at SouthwestGeorgiaNetwork.com, as well as some other content. And try to fix whatever issues with the website going forward. And also another reminder to follow the Southwest Georgia Network online on Twitter. Follow the Southwest Georgia Network on Twitter at SWJ Network. Again, that's the Southwest Georgia Network on Twitter, SWJ Network, for the latest breaking news, all things high school football, high school basketball, and other sports, and other items of interest, and news you can use. Again, Southwest Georgia Network on Twitter, at SWJ Network. So that's going to do it. I'm Walter Johnson, and try to do maybe one or two more episodes before all is said and done 2021. And for now, as always, have a good rest of your week. Good luck to Brooks County, Fitzgerald, Irwin County, Thomasville, and even Wilcox County. As always, stay safe. God bless you, and goodbye.
This has been an exclusive presentation of the Southwest Georgia Network. The Southwest Georgia Network is online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thanks for listening.